Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now is Sal Castaneda, KTVU news anchor. He was all over the Ricky Pearsall situation on Saturday. What's going on, Sal? How's it going?
Not much, Steiny Guru. I happen to be paying attention to something else. There was a plane crash at about the same time, and one of my buddies tipped me off to that. And then, so I was already engaged in, you know, the whole news gathering stuff. And then the Pearsall thing came down at about the same time. So, you know, it was kind of like I already had the devices up and in my hand, and I was able to hear it all kind of as it happened.
So what do we know that Ricky Pearsall was in Union Square, and he was approached by a 17-year-old who wanted to steal his watch? There was a confrontation, and both guys got shot. Is that are there any more details than that at this point?
Yeah, he was shopping at this high-end luxury store called Ruona. They make really expensive suitcases, and he'd also gone to Louis Vuitton. And he was carrying bags, and he was wearing a Rolex, and, you know, unwittingly made himself a target. You know, Ricky Pearsall is 6'1". He's not a small dude. He's pretty well built. And this 17-year-old kid allegedly saw an easy target, had a gun, and thought it would be easy. But, you know, what the kid didn't know is that because of all the political pressure with, you know, crime in Union Square, there were a lot of police officers really close by. And the first responder and the first person who reached them was a woman, Sergeant Joelle Harrell, who had been on a force for 25 years. She ran when she heard the gunshots and got the Pearsall right away and put her hand on the wound. And Pearsall actually asked her, am I going to die? I can't imagine being shot. Wow. I've never been shot. But he asked her, am I going to die? And she said, no, it's not your time. Look at me, listen to me, hold on, be strong like you are on the football field. So she sprung into action and calmed him down because she wanted him to stay calm. she got on the radio, and within minutes, the place was flooded with cops.
Wow, Sal, I caught her interview. It was emotional, and I mean this. I'm from the Bay Area, born and raised. I work in the city, as you know, and walk the streets. Stani doesn't even know this. I'm still shook by this story, and by the blessings of God, Ricky Pearsall kept his life. Just think about that. The bullet went through and through. I had never heard that term. Sal, my question to you is, I had to get off social media because people are making this political, but Stani brought up a profound point earlier about how far does this go? This, a pro athlete getting shot, almost lost his life. How bad of a deal is this for, and I hope people don't think I'm being insensitive, I'm not, but future free agents wanting to come to San Francisco, how much damage do you think was done by this story from other athletes possibly coming here, making this place home?
Yeah, I'd like to think it's not going to have as much of an impact that way. San Francisco is a big city. Miami is a big city. New York is a big city. There's certainly crime in all the big cities out there. But I do think it'll have an effect as to, don't be flashing your wealth. And this is not blaming the victim. You really should be able to do whatever you want at any time. But the sad reality is when I go down to Union Square, I dress down, right? I don't drive the fancy car. Wow. I shouldn't have to do that, but that's the way it is, right? You're getting out of, these Louis Vuitton store and you're wearing a Rolex and some 17-year-old kid who thinks he's a tough guy is going to come up on you. That's all bad. The city shouldn't be that way. Nevertheless, I'm not going to be doing that. And I think that's going to go a long way in teaching these guys to dress it down a little bit.
Wow. Sal Castaneda joining us on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Let me just ask you this. And I was just wondering this as we head toward the election in November. Is this something that's going to get traction politically between now and the election of another indication of one of our cities, not even safe enough for a professional football player to walk through?
I don't see how it can, obviously, in today's environment. I think that London Breed is the mayor, and her opponents have wasted no time in saying, you see, this is what needs to be fixed. The mayor isn't doing enough. You have the other candidates coming on and saying this is unacceptable. And London Breed knows that, is there ever a good timing for something like this to happen? Absolutely not. But she probably wishes it wouldn't have happened now with a few months to go to the election. Politics is politics. And this just kind of reminds people that San Francisco has a reputation. This is not doing anything for the national reputation of San Francisco. It's actually bringing more and more people back after it had died down. I don't know if it's fair because all cities have big crime, but it is what it is. London Breed's opponents are certainly.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Seizing this opportunity, that's for sure.
Sal, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to be honest because, you know, the thought went through my mind Saturday as I was getting all the news. The Niners had a party at Kyle's house, and it was already planned. And by all accounts, John Lynch was at the hospital with one Ricky Pearsall. And, you know, Rick Ross was there, one of the rappers from Miami, and he posted it on his IG. And a lot of people were up in arms like, you know, why did you go through with the party? I guess I'm just asking, and I'm not judging the Niners. And maybe they celebrated that, you know, he avoided disaster. But did you have that thought when you saw those pictures come up and the rest of the team was having a party as one of their guys was laid up in the hospital?
Well, I didn't, you know, it didn't offend me. I don't offend easily, as Steiny knows. It didn't offend me. I think that, you know, especially after it came out that he was going to be okay, I think they went ahead with the party.
Right.
You know, what I really take away from it is, why is a kid, 17-year-old kid, driving from Tracy 60 miles away to come commit crime in one of the busiest policed areas? Obviously, this kid had no idea what he was doing. That place has, when you go down there, there's a lot of cops there. And now they've doubled the cops there, right? So this was obviously an amateur job. The kid was wearing slides. This is the point that I said, was wearing slides, and he ran away. He left his slides, so they were able to easily identify the kid because he was one of the only people running around with no shoes. So they tracked him down about a block away. So, you know, obviously very amateur job. He was shot himself by his own gun. Reportedly, he's a member of a gang out there in Tracy. You know, so this is all bad, right? It could have been a lot worse. We could be talking about a dead person right now, maybe two dead people. So this is what gets me, you know, why are people coming to San Francisco to commit crime?
Wow.
Has it made it that easy, that much of a calling card that you have to come out to San Francisco? And by all accounts, the guy didn't know that Ricky was a football player. He just saw a guy with a Rolex and a couple of Louis Vuitton bags.
Sal, right. But real quick, Sonny, nothing's worse than Ricky getting shot. But this same guy got caught with a gun days before and was released. Just think about that. I'll just let that there. Like, okay, this is what you do after that. That's what's so disappointing in all this, too.
Well, you know, just being on this earth for a long time, we go through phases, and I think people now, especially since crime has become an issue, are, you know, looking more critically at these kind of things. Yeah. Why was he out of jail in the first place? Especially in San Francisco, where one of you guys brought up it's a political issue to be safe on the streets. So, yeah, I don't know why they let him out. I'm sure that's going to come out, right? I mean, let's just be honest. If it hadn't been Ricky Pearsall, the person who was shot, this would have maybe gotten a little bit of news coverage, and that's it. But now everything is going to be examined super closely.
Yeah. Sal, let me ask you this, and you might not have the answer, but I like, it's hard for me to you know, understand getting shot and then you leave the hospital a day later. I mean, I mean, you've probably seen, unfortunately, a number of these. Do we have any idea, you know, when Ricky Pearsall could play again? And the only reason I'm asking that question is because he is at home right now, apparently, after getting released from the hospital.
Yeah, well, he's not going to be, they put him on some sort of a list where he's not going to be able to play for four games.
Right.
But I don't know the answer to when he really will be able to play. Fortunately, I've never been shot. I don't know anyone who is close enough. I'm sure doctors will be able to say, but I know that he was extremely lucky for him to be shot. It went through his chest, came out his back, did not have any major arteries or organs, and they released him from the from the hospital a day later. That shows to me that, okay, well, it might have been really, really lucky that nothing bad happened to him, and he may indeed be able to play in 5 weeks. Super fortunate.
Yeah. Sal, speaking of playing, before we let you go, I got to get your prognosis on this season. Steiny asked me, were the holdouts of Aiyuk and Trent Williams, who's due in town to sign a new contract, do you think this will impact the season? I'm excited. Monday night, we'll be out there against the Jets. The world will be watching. What are your thoughts and vibe on this Niner team going into this season?
Well, I hope it's going to be good. I remember when Bosa held out last season before he came up, right until the very end. And he didn't have the year. He would tell you this himself. He didn't have the year he wanted to have. I'm not sure if that's going to be the same with Aiyuk, who signed last week, or with Trent Williams. And I'm hoping it's not, because, I'm a 49ers fan, but it could. Trent Williams never plays preseason anyway, so I think it's going to be okay. One thing that I just, keep thinking about in this first game coming up is the Jets are a whole lot tougher than people think they are. It's not the same old Jets. They have a really good defense, and it's going to be a good game.
Sal Castaneda, appreciate the time, my man.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Sal Castaneda, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.